Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and we're going to hear Donnie McClurkin, Speak to My Heart.
I won't go on. Now I go on my own.
Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I know what
to do.
I won't go alone.
Never won't go
alone. I'll never go on.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Jimmy and Annie Grum, and that was Donnie McClurkin right here on The Love Journey, Speak to My Heart, and we're going to invite our beautiful sister. It was their anniversary. Happy anniversary, Arlene Cahet. Good morning, good morning. Oh, let me check and see if she's on. Good morning, Arlene.
Hi, thank you so much. I was having a problem with the phone unmuting it. And thank you so much for the anniversary, you know, happiness, you know, thank you. So let us go ahead and get started. And if you can go ahead and take three cleansing breaths that are coming from your primordial essence. Go ahead and inhale. And exhale. Two more times. Inhale. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to see a golden beam of light that comes from the source of creation. And I want you to see it and feel it permeating down through the crown of your head. And everywhere this light touches, brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am. Everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am. Come down your face, inside and out, bringing every physical and energetic aspect of yourself into complete alignment with the source of creation. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the light of the world, I am the embodiment of joy, I am vibrant health and vitality, I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Now feel it come down your neck and your shoulders, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am. Every physical and energetic aspect of yourself is brought into alignment with the divine I am. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the light of the world, I am the embodiment of joy, I am vibrant health and vitality, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Now feel that golden beam of light come down your shoulders to your arms, down your chest and your torso, down to your fingertips, bringing you into complete alignment with the source of creation, bringing you into alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the light of the world, I am the embodiment of joy, I am vibrant health and vitality, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Now feel that golden beam of light come down your hips, your knees, and your calves, bringing every physical and energetic aspect of yourself into complete alignment with Source, bringing you in complete alignment with your wholeness, your perfectness, and completeness. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the light of the world, I am the embodiment of joy, I am vibrant health and vitality, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Now feel that golden beam of light go down your feet, down to the soles of your feet, down to the center of the earth. See it go past the earth's layers, down to the center of the earth. And everywhere this light touches brings every physical and energetic aspect of yourself alignment with Source. Everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the light of the world, I am the embodiment of joy, I am vibrant health and vitality, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Go ahead and breathe in your wholeness. What does wholeness feel like to your physical body? What does it feel like to your energetic body? Feel your wholeness. Be your wholeness. What does perfectness feel like to your physical body? What does it feel like to your energetic body? Feel your perfectness. Be your perfectness. What does completeness feel like to your physical body? What does it feel like to your energetic body? Feel your completeness. Be your completeness. What does divine love feel like to your physical body? What does it feel like to your energetic body? Go ahead and feel divine love. Be divine love. What does being the light of world of the world feel like to your physical body? What does being the light of the world feel like to your energetic body? Go ahead and feel being the light of the world. Be the light of the world. What does joy feel like to your physical body? What does joy feel like to your energetic body? Go ahead and feel joy. Be joy. What does vibrant health and vitality feel like to the physical body? What does vibrant health and vitality feel like to the energetic body? Feel vibrant health and vitality. Be vibrant health and vitality. What does lavish abundance feel like to the physical body? What does lavish abundance feel like to the energetic body? Go ahead and feel lavish abundance. Be lavish abundance. What does self-mastery feel like to the physical body? Does self-mastery feel like to the energetic body? Feel your self-mastery. Be your self-mastery. What does peace feel like to the physical body? Peace feel like to your energetic body? Go ahead and feel peace. Be peace. Anchor in everything that is the expression of the divine I am that resides within you. Your wholeness, your perfectness, your completeness. You are divine love, the light of the world, the embodiment of joy, vibrant health, and vitality. You are lavish abundance, self-mastery, and peace. Anchor that in. Breathe it in. Now in your mind's eye, see that golden beam of light making its way back from the center of the earth, making its way through the earth's layers back towards you. Feel it come up through the soles of your feet, up your calves, your knees, and your thighs. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the light of the world, I am the embodiment of joy, I am vibrant health and vitality, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Feel it come up your thighs and your hips, your fingertips and your torso. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the light of the world, I am the embodiment of joy, I am vibrant health and vitality, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery. I am peace. Feel that golden beam of light come up your elbows, your arms, your chest, your shoulders. And everywhere this golden light touches is, I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the light of the world. I am the embodiment of joy. I am vibrant health and vitality. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Feel that golden beam of light go up your neck, up your face, inside and out. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the light of the world. I am the embodiment of joy. I am vibrant health and vitality. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. I feel that golden beam of light go up your face, up through the crown of your head, connecting with the source of creation. Be your wholeness, be your perfectness, be your completeness. Be divine love. Be the light of the world. Be the embodiment of joy. Be vibrant health and vitality. Be lavish abundance. Be self-mastery. Be peace. Go ahead and breathe that in. This is who you really are. You are whole. You are perfect. You are divine love. You are the light of the world. You are the embodiment of joy. You are vibrant health and vitality. You are lavish abundance. You are self-mastery. You are peace. Father, Mother, God, the divine I am that is us is illuminating the world as we embody the consciousness that expresses our divine I am being. The hearts and minds of all the beings of this world are known by you. Their consciousness is brought into the wholeness, perfectness, completeness of the divine I am. Let everyone awaken and see themselves as beautiful expressions of divine love. We are stepping into our appointed seats of power, expressing our self-mastery of wholeness, perfectness, and completeness. Vibrant health, vibrant vitality, vibrant wholeness, vibrant wholeness, vibrant completeness is the way of our minds, our bodies, and spirits. There is healing and wholeness in our finances, and money serves us in happy, pleasurable ways for the good of all concerned. There is healing and wholeness in our relationships as they bring us into the full revelation of ourselves. We release what no longer serves us. fear, doubt, resistance, and feelings of undeservedness fall away as we walk into the embodiment of all is well, because we are the embodiment of divine love. We are the illumination of your grace, and we step into your dream for us. We surrender to the divine yes. We embody the pure essence of the divine I am. And if there's anything missing from this prayer, please take it out of our consciousness and put it on thy altar seat and make it manifest to your divine will. And I say this through the consciousness of the Christ, Amen, Ashe, and so it is.
Wow, amen, 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 amen. Good morning. The illumination of God's greatness. All right. That was a beautiful prayer. This is Arlene. Good morning, family. This is Arlene, 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 Cahet. And tell us anything that you want us to know.
Yes, this coming Thursday is a rebroadcast of King's Philosophy is Love. It's the very first episode. And the link will be available on, I will go ahead and put it up on the Love Journey and also on Blog Talk Radio / Family Healing Circle on Facebook. And if anyone wants to reach out to me, they can contact me through Facebook. My name is Arlene Cahet. That's K-A-H-E-T. Or they can give me a call at area code 973-885-6930. Again, that number is area code 973-885-6930. Or they can reach out to me through my website, that's healingparadigms.com, that's healingparadigms.com.
All right, so I mean, you're saying is this Thursday is a rebroadcast, or are you just putting up the rebroadcast?
This Thursday is a rebroadcast of the first show that King did, and on a week from this coming Thursday, which I believe is the 23rd, he will be doing the live show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. That was a beautiful prayer. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you for letting me be of service.
All right, good morning, family. Good morning. You've tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janina and Ingram, and that was Arlene Cahet, the beloved of Akeem Tisdale. And let me just tell you, it was their anniversary, one whole year. I like to call them our Love Journey wedding babies. They're our first couple who got married and met from the Love Journey. So I'm just super excited whenever I see their love and their expression of love. I was looking through the sunrise pictures, and I saw Keen kneeling down, looking up at her. And it's just like one of my favorite pictures, because he looks at her in the eyes of love. Happy anniversary to Arlene and King. Good morning, family. All right. Let's see, 6:30. So we got about 30 minutes. So let me just tell you what I want to talk about today. Albert Einstein said, the universe is friendly to our desires. Yes. Albert Einstein said that the universe is friendly to our desires. So do you have to stop to ask yourself how you view the world? If you don't, you might want to try it. Now, because of all time genius, Albert Einstein believes this is one of the most crucial things we can ever do. Albert Einstein was quoted as saying that the universe is friendly to our desires. He said one of the most important questions we can ever ask is if the world is a friendly place. It's not what you were expecting from Albert Einstein, right? It might be a little left field, but I wholeheartedly agree with the point, and I'll tell you why. You see, this is an explanation from Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein went on to explain the meaning behind his quote, and here's what he said. He said, for us to decide that the universe is an unfriendly place, once we decide that, then we will use technology, our scientific discoveries, our natural resources to achieve safety and power by creating bigger walls to keep out the unfriendliness and bigger weapons to destroy all that is unfriendly. He said, I believe that we are getting to a place where technology is so powerful, it's so powerful enough that we may either completely isolate or destroy ourselves as well in this process. He said, if we decide that the universe is neither friendly nor unfriendly and that God is essentially playing dice with the universe, then we are simply victims to the random toss of the dice and our lives have no real purpose or meaning. But if we decide that the universe is friendly to our desires, then we will start to use our technology, our scientific discoveries, and our natural resources to create tools and models for understanding that the universe is friendly to our desires, because power and safety will come through understanding its work and its motives. You see, why am I sharing that with you? It's because how we view the world shapes our daily interactions. It's really not rocket science. If we have a belief that the world is unfriendly, then we will only continue to put power behind this belief, and so our actions will change accordingly, and we will do what we can to protect ourselves against others. We will constantly be expecting bad news. We'll be in expectation of nothing good. But on the other hand, if we desire that the universe is really friendly to our desires, then we will only do things that will continue to shape the world in a better place. And the world will no doubt play out this belief, and good things will constantly always happen to us. See, the point is how we choose to view the world will ultimately define how we live our lives and what comes back to us. If we approach people with angry, frustrated attitudes and expectation that they will be angry too, then, hey, it's how you like it that they'll pick up on this and fulfill our very desire. However, if we approach people with kindness and expectation that they will be friendly, maybe they'll put down their barriers and give back to us what we initially gave out. It's really a simple principle. You get what you give. Perhaps we spend today thinking about how we view the world. How do we really view the world? What your general everyday expectations are. If you find that you are viewing the world in a far friendly place, or maybe unfriendly, let's think about. Let's spend some moments thinking about Albert Einstein's quote, is the universe a friendly place? Is the universe really friendly to our desires? Can you honestly say that you believe that the world is more friendly than hostile? Think about how you generally approach other people and situations. Do you start by expecting the worst? Do you find it hard to trust others? Do you enter in relationships and events with a positive outlook? Do you only see the best in people? Are you constantly looking at the faults and flaws of others? If you feel like your view of the world could do with the shakeup, now's the time to consider what Albert Einstein has said. He was a genius. They considered him after all. Perhaps we could experiment by approaching the view that the universe really is friendly to our desires. Let's hear what Michael Beckwith had to say. It's a 5-minute clip about expecting the universe to be friendly to our desires. And how can we tune in to a friendly universe?
Everyone pretty much knows about creative imagination or visualization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty, many people have, cut their teeth on that kind of practice. You know, you see what you want, you feel that you have it, bring it into manifestation. There's nothing wrong with visualization at all. It's a wonderful evolutionary stage in an individual that's walking this spiritual path. The only thing about visualization is that it has a level of limitation, because you can only visualize what you know already. You can take a picture out of a magazine and do a vision board. You can look at somebody else's life and visualize that for yourself, you know. So it's within a certain paradigm. Visioning is catching an idea outside of your present paradigm. so that you're making yourself receptive to the spiritual idea that the universe wants to birth through you that you may not know about. In other words, you may be enculturated by your society, by your religion. In the Western world, we have all these models of success. You're successful if you have a house, two kids, a picket fence, two cars. You know, people get that and they're not happy. But someone could visualize that and manifest it and realize, oh my God, I'm still unhappy. Visioning is different. Visioning begins with the spiritual idea that there is planted within each and every one of us a powerful destiny, a powerful, unique way that the universe wants to express itself. So instead of telling the universe what we want, we instead ask a question. What is the universe's idea of my life? And we begin to catch that idea. You know, what is my growing edge? What must I become to manifest that vision? What do I already have in my house that I can use to serve the vision? What must I let go of? What does willingness look like? We ask a different kind of question because here's a hierarchy of questions. Behind every problem, there's a question trying to ask itself, universe being progressive. Behind every question, there's an answer trying to reveal itself. Behind every answer, there's an action trying to take place. And behind every action, there's a way of life trying to be born. So a problem, the word problem comes from emblem. It's emblematic of the content of consciousness that's being projected onto the screen of life. Because the universe is progressive, the universe wants you to ask a question. So if you have a problem, you have to ask a question. What is the nature of reality? What is the nature of prosperity? What is the nature of love? The universe will start to answer that. After it answers that, it will start to give you an action to take. And then it will birth itself into a way of living. So visioning begins with the question. You can say, what is God's idea of itself as my life? So another analogies are poor sometimes to use, but if an acorn were to go into the visioning process, it would say, you know, what is God's idea of itself as my life? It would begin to see an oak tree that had never existed before, an oak tree that is so unique that there would be no other oak tree like it. And it would say, well, what do I need to become for this oak tree to manifest? Well, you're going to have to die to your littleness. You know, the acorn's going to have to crack open. It's going to have to be planted in the right condition. It's going to have to let go of its smallness. It's going to have to embrace the infinite field of divine possibility within its soul. Eventually, the condition is right. It becomes an oak tree. There are things within us that we have no idea that are even there because we've been indoctrinated by the society in which we are living. A high-tech, low-touch society. Consumerism, materialism, fear, doubt, worry. And so we visualize what we think we want to be happy. Nothing wrong with that. But beyond that, there's a gift, a talent, a capacity within us all that's trying to emerge. Robert Browning indicated, you know, there's an inner splendor, you know, that's trying to escape. So the visioning process invites the inner splendor to come up that may shock our surface mind. It may surprise us as to what's trying to emerge and what we must become. And now, outside of our present paradigm, the miraculous is there. It's something trying to happen through us, and we keep growing and growing. So visualization is a stage of our spiritual growth. It teaches us there's a law in the universe, teaches us the friendliness of the universe. It teaches us that our thoughts transmute themselves into things. It teaches us that things don't just happen, they happen just. It's a good teaching stage. But then once we become comfortable and realize that the universe is friendly, we can begin to give up control and ask a higher question. And now we lose control, we move into surrender. That's the big game.
Yes, that's the big game. So many of us get caught up in the idea that the universe is not friendly to our desires. But today I really want us to really understand that the universe is friendly to our desires and that all our needs are already met. All of them. In the transition from where you are to where you want to be, a lot of unforeseen things can happen. And we can tend to hold on to the things that no longer serve us for far too long. You see, have you ever been in a toxic relationship longer than you thought you should have been? Not spoken up in a situation over and over again and finally blew up? Wanted to change but held on to what was comfortable until you hit a breaking point? Had many signs that it's time to make a change and ignore them until a great big sign in form of a crisis made change inevitable? I'm sure we answer yes to some of these questions, at least one. Then don't worry. You see, moments like this are part of something greater unfolding for you that you cannot see. Yes. Where there's crisis, there's a danger and also an opportunity. You see, the danger is that you can no longer hold on to what is comfortable. You see, your soul is calling your name, and you may feel threatened or scared, but the opportunity is really all about growth. And when you are faced with this kind of situation, a wise choice is to just go ahead and grow and to ask yourself the question, what is my heart trying to show me right here? What is the divine trying to manifest through me right now? When you embrace change and crisis with an open heart and a curious mind, you take your power back from the fear of imminent death or destruction and start to see that the universe really is friendly to our desires. It's rearranging itself for your benefit. But the gap, you see, the space that is in between where you are and where you want to go can be a scary gap. Oh, my God. It can be very scary. So when you are in that gap, your best bet is to focus on what you can control. Focus on the moment and focus on how grateful you are. Focus on how you are even supported even in this right now moment. You see, you are really supported even when you do not feel like it. Right now, at this very moment, all your needs are really met. Can you really feel that? Can you really see that? You may not look like it. But what if change was happening as a precursor to your greatest dream coming true? Would it be worth facing with faith? Would it really be worth seeing in the eyes, in the view of Albert Einstein, that the universe is really, really, really friendly to our desires? Yeah, you might be in a divine storm. Yes, I call them divine storms. I call them these moments in your life when you feel like life, the divine, the universe is against you and nothing is going well. You question everything and maybe even say, like, why, God, why is this happening to me? And what I come to find is that moments like these are powerful opportunities to grow. You see, divine storms are wake-up calls. They're not ushering in the end, but rather clearing space for what's trying to be born in your life. But guess what? We tend to interrupt the process because guess what? We hang on to how it was and fear how it could be. And perhaps we slip into assuming the worst instead of preparing for our miracle. I'm looking for a miracle. Yes. You see, when you go through a crisis, a hard time, a moment of pain, there is always, and I do mean always, a breakthrough on the other side. And just past the breakthrough is this new awareness, the inevitable aha moment you've been searching for comes redemption. We live in a universe that specializes in redemption. We need not to worry. We need not to assume the worst, but rather make our aim to surrender to the fact that the universe, come on, family, is friendly to our desires. Instead of trying to make the divide make sense, we release the need to know why things are happening as they do and step into the trust. I want you to hear this. Step into the trust that we are always being guided in every moment. And we choose to believe that we are going through now is preparing us for what we desire. You're not being punished. You are not being punished, family. You are being prepared. Prepare for more love, prepare for more impact, prepare to inspire change in others, prepare for more awareness, prepare for your dreams, because dreams are just God tapping at your soul saying, I want to express more of myself through you. And when we step out into that sweet unknown, we can release the thoughts of pending doom or life falling apart. We can choose to believe and know that when life is falling apart, it's not over, but rather the energy is moving, changing, shifting to reflect the changes in our inner world. We need not to fear because God is here. The changes, we need not to fear the changes, but embrace them with the feeling of sweet surrender. Oh, sweet, sweet surrender that our Creator knows what's best for us. And in doing so, we can begin to find that peace within transition. We can bring meaning within loss, and we can find recovery within our addictions. Let me say that again, family. I tell you so with the depthness of my heart. We can begin to find peace within transition. We can bring meaning within loss, and we can find recovery within our addiction. You are being prepared. What no longer serves you is being removed from your life, and new life, a new power is coming to you, family. You asking why? But let me tell you, that's because the universe is really friendly to your desires. And yeah, at first it don't make sense, but soon you will know why things had to be the way they are right now. And but until you get to that point, I want you to know right now, don't stop the miracle in progress. Just know that the universe really is friendly to your desires, and that you've been being prepared in your life for something greater. You see, something greater is trying to manifest itself through your expression, and it can only manifest itself through your expression because you came to the planet to do only what you came to do in the way that you can do it, and nobody else can do what you've been called to do. So just say yes. You don't have to really pray to God because God is praying for you to allow God to express himself through you. All you have to do is simply say yes, God. Simply a sacred yes. And then get out your way because God don't really need your help. God just needs your permission. God just needs your permission to express himself through you in the way that only you can express it. See, nobody else on the planet can do exactly what you came to do and touch those that you are meant to touch. So it's really as simply as getting out your own way by simply saying yes. Yes. Yes to your heart. Yes to your soul. Yes to the knowing that God really wants the best for you. And why do we try to control what is already right there inside of us, trying to say, yes, come. So will you say yes today? Will you say yes to the divine? Will you allow the divine presence to manifest itself through you? Will you say yes today? Will you stop worrying? And just allow the divine to manifest what you came to the planet to manifest. Will your heart say yes?
Now will your heart and soul say yes?
Now will your heart and soul say yes, yes, yes. Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? So just say
yes.
Open
up your heart
and just say yes. And tell the Lord yes.
Yes.
See yes.
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 Yes. Say I'll obey Jesus.
Yes.
I will stray
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
But this time.
Require of
thee.
Gonna tell God yes. Make it personal. Your worship means nothing without a yes. Without obedience, it means nothing. But if you're really gonna tell God yes, come on. Make it personal. Lift your hand. Tell the Lord yes. Soul says yes. My soul, I'll do what you want me to do, Jesus. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I might have to give up some relationships, but my soul says yes. I might have to give up some things that I hold dear to me, but my soul says yes. You mean everything to me, Jesus. You're the first and foremost in my life. So let your heart and soul say yes.
Will your soul say yes? Will your heart say yes? Will you say yes and recognize that the universe really is friendly to our desires? Will you begin to allow the divine to express what it came to express to you and only you and no one else? Will you say the sacred yes? You see, God is praying that you allow God through. So many of us so clogged up. Will you say yes? You see, your soul is calling. Will you answer? Reminding you today, even if you're in a divine storm, that the universe is calling you higher. That God is calling forth the greater version of you today. Even in this storm, the universe is supporting you. God is here. Will you still say yes? Can you still say thank you, God, when you can't see the answer? Can you still say thank you, God, and know that you are never left nor forsaken? That's my message. Any comments, anything you want to say, star 6 or press 1 on Blog Talk or star 6 on the teleconference. The universe is friendly to our desires. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in today. As I remind you again, the universe is friendly to our desires, and true manifestation comes when we remove the veils and condition ourselves on the inside to allow the presence of the eternal love and illuminosity of this great higher presence of ourselves to shine through today. How will you say yes? What is your sacred yes? What is your sacred yes? All right, family. I want to remind you tomorrow we get the shaman and Athena will be here. Ooh, we got a great lineup this week, Wednesday. I'm super excited. Not necessarily in agreement with her style, but super excited to bring our relationship coach. Her name is Kimmy. She's from California. She had a very interesting process. She says men think different than women. And so I'm bring her on, and we got to talk about that. And then we got another phenomenal manifester. He's going to come on and talk about sound, vibration. It's interesting. I was just watching a video on Facebook. I just love Facebook. I learned so much on Facebook. Where the sound vibration had shifted the DNA of a frog, embryonic stage, into a salamander. And isn't that interesting? It shifted the DNA of that frog into a salamander. You know what that means? That means that we, the sound, can create sound to shift the DNA in ourselves. We don't have to live unhealthy lives. We don't have to live this life just by chance. We can speak just by the sound vibration and change the DNA structure of something. See, there's power in the sound. We used to think the speed of light was the fastest energy through the universe, but it's sound. Family, sound can shift the energy. Sound can shift the vibration. Sound can shift the DNA. What are we saying out of our mouth? Think about it. We had a great lineup. Invite a friend. Let's let the healing begin. Let's manifest, manifest, manifest. If you have any questions, comments, or concern, press 1 on Blog Talk or star 6 on the conference line. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey this morning. I tell you, it's been a great experience. Reminding you that love is the answer. Love is the only question. Love is the only answer. Reminding you that this week is Sida Enterprises, March 16th. Also reminding you to check out Sida Enterprises and like the page. Also telling you to go to Meditate Till You Levitate with our very own Rosa J doing it God's way each and every day, bringing us Facebook Live. Yeah, she's expanding and growing, doing her thing. King's Philosophy will repeat show on this Thursday. Mama Joy, oh, Ain't I a Woman, Emancipation Proclamation 2017, Ain't I a Woman, March 19th. Our very own Peggy, we heard her voice, will be speaking at her church on Sunday, 11 a.m. I'll get you more information for that if you're interested in going to a church on March 19th. Yes, she will be speaking, family. 20 seizures, one stroke, one heart attack, 28 days in a coma. Had to learn to rewalk and we talk. I tell you, God is good. Family, God is good. And our life is a gift from God. And what we do with our life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love, because love really, family, when I tell you it is the only choice, it really is the only choice. And I want to remind you, don't just live your God-sized dream. Don't just dream your God-sized dreams, but live them. Have a great, wonderful, amazing, love-filled day. And know that God is all that you are. And that the universe really is friendly to all of our desires. This is Erica Badu, Yayo, meaning Swahili mother. This is to all the great mothers. This is all to the great Mother Earth. As she do her thing, Mother Nature, and to all our ancestries. Yayo, Erica Badu.
Hey, I'd like to thank the Creator for giving me this gift. And I'd like to thank you for being the section of this gift. Because sometimes you feel like you're by yourself. And no matter what anybody ever thinks, what anybody ever thinks, I still get cold when it's cold, hungry when I'm hungry, miss my mama when we're away. Get tired. I'm a person. And I represent you. I'd like to dedicate this song to my baby Fly. And because I'm a yeye. Yeye means mother. Why? Yeah.
Say, oh, and make me say, oh.